Okay.
So we will pray. Our Father, we give thanks this morning for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for his death on the cross. Thank thee that he came into this world and the purpose was to lay down his life for sin. And that he did. He laid down his life. Thank thee that he rose again and he is in heaven even today. And so we thank thee for the provision that has been made. Give help in the message and remember those that are listening and ask for thy blessing today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, so you have to pardon me if my voice starts getting hoarse. We're going to read in Hebrews chapter 1, and we're going to read just the first three verses.
Magandang araw po. Oh, sorry, teacher. Magandang araw po sa lahat. Ang babasahin po natin ay sa Hebrews chapter 1, and tayo po, babasahin lang po natin ay ang tatlong verse, unang tatlong verse ng Hebrews 1.
So I will read them in English, and then Teresa will read in Tagalog. Hebrews 1 and 1, God, who at sundry times, or who at different times and in divers manners or different ways spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being, or the Son, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Basahin ko po sa Tagalog sa Hebrews chapter 1, 1-3. Ang Diyos, sa verse 1, ang Diyos na nagsalita ng unang panahon sa ating mga magulang sa iba't ibang panahon at sa iba't ibang paraan sa pamamagitan ng mga propeta. Verse 2, ay nagsalita sa atin sa mga huling araw na ito sa pamamagitan ng kanyang anak na siyang itinalaga na tagapagmana ng lahat ng mga bagay na sa pamamagitan naman niya ay ginawa ang sanlibutan. Verse 3, palibhasay siyang sinag ng kanyang kaluwalhatian at tunay na larawan ng kanyang pagkadiyos at umaalalay ng lahat ng mga bagay sa pamamagitan ng salita ng kanyang kapangyarihan, ng kanyang magawa na ang paglilinis ng mga kasalanan ay lumuklok sa kanan ng karangalan sa kaitaasan.
So the book of Hebrews is a very interesting book to read. I would encourage you to do so. It'd probably only take you about an hour.
Ang libro po ng Hebrews o Hebreo ay napaka mahalaga po at napaka-interesadong libro. Maaaring mababasa nyo lamang po ito ng isang oras.
It is really a book about the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord Jesus is displayed as the prominent one, the mighty one, the Son of God.
Ito po ay libro ng ating ng Kristo, at ito po ay nagpapaliwanag ng isang anak ng Diyos na lumikha ng sanlibutan at lumikha ng lahat.
The writer of Hebrews wastes no time getting into describing the subject of his book.
At ang mayakda po ng Hebrews or Hebreo ay hindi po inantala ang oras ng pagsusulat nito upang ipaliwanag ang tungkol sa kanyang sinusulat tungkol sa isang nilalang o na isang tao.
And so the writer, whoever he is, there are lots of discussions on who did write Hebrews, but that really doesn't matter.
So ang sumulat po ng Hebrews ay hindi po natin tiyak kung sino. Marami pong mga diskusyon na sinasabi or pinag-uusapan na kung sino ang sumulat nito. Ngunit baliwala naman po ito kung sino ang sumulat.
And so he writes, God has in different time periods and in different ways, God has sent a message to this earth.
At sinabi po niya doon, sinulat niya sa mga iba't ibang panahon ay, what's that again, teacher? Sorry.
In God has in different ways and in different time periods, He's sent His message to earth.
At sa mga iba't ibang panahon at iba't ibang parahan, ang Diyos po ay kanya pong inilapat o ibinigay ang kaminsahe para sa mundo.
And there has been different time periods in our Bible class. We looked at those just a few weeks ago, but there has been different time periods on earth that God has dealt with man.
May mga panahon din o na pinag-aaralan namin ito sa aming babasahin sa Sunday school or sa aming ginaganap tuwing Linggo. Ngunit sinasabi din dito na may iba-ibang ding panahon kung saan tinakda ng Diyos ang mga nangyari sa librong ito.
And in every period of time, man has failed when it comes to following God.
At sa mga iba't ibang panahon, nasasabi, nasusulat po dito na ang sangkatauhan po ay naging malala or hindi matagumpay sa kanilang mga gawain.
Over and over, mankind has proved their sinfulness and they're coming short of God's standard.
At sa mga iba't ibang araw o panahon po ay naipakita ng o naisagawa ng mga tao ang sanlibutan kung saan sila po ay nagkamali ng paulit-ulit sa harapan ng Diyos.
And God has in centuries and millennia past and over the history of man, God has used prophets, He's used people to give the message of His salvation.
At marami din pong paraan at iba't ibang panahon na na isinugo po ng Diyos ang mga propeta, ang mga banal na tao upang iparating niya ang kaligtasan mula sa kanya.
There's a story that the Lord Jesus told of a man who had a garden, who had a vineyard.
At mayroon nga pong sinabi ang Panginoong Isus na may isang taong may irong sanghar hardin.
And he had hired men to look after the vineyard.
At meron siyang pong mga pinili or itinalagang mga tao na bayaran upang bantayan ang kanyang hardin.
And after a period of time, the owner of the vineyard sent servants to the vineyard to collect what was rightfully his.
At pagkatapos po ng mahabang panahon, ang may-ari po ng ubasan ay isinugo po niya ang tao at kunin kung saan ang nararapat na kita ng kanyang ubasan.
If you were to read the story, you would understand that the servants that were sent, some they beat up, some they killed, but the owners would not, the servants would not return to the owner what was rightfully his.
Aha. So, kung babasahin po natin ang buong kwento, nung isinugo niya ang kanyang manggagawa upang kolektahin ang nararapat sa kanya, ay doon po sa kanya mismo ubasan yung mga manggagawa po doon o mga taga-alaga ng ubasan, ay kanila pong binugbog ang taong ito at hindi po maibigay ng manggagawa na kung saan siya ang nangungulekta para sa nararapat na may-ari ng ubasan, hindi po niya naibigay dahil siya po ay binugbog.
And in the story, finally the owner sends his son. He said, I will send my son to the vineyard and they will respect him. They'll listen to him.
At nung nag-desisyon na po ang may-ari ng ubasan, ay padala ang kanyang anak at naisip niya maaaring siya'y bibigyan ng respeto.
And so the owner sent his son. The son came to the vineyard. And the men that were in the vineyard, they said, ah, this is the heir. This is the son. We will kill him.
At nang dumating na po ang anak ng may-ari ng ubasan, ay nakita po ito ng mga manggagawa o ng mga manggagawa o yung mga farmers sa ubasan, ay sinabi po nila, ito ay anak ng may-ari ng lugar na ito, kaya ito'y aming papatayin.
And so that was a story that the Lord Jesus told. And the idea is really the same here as we come to Hebrews chapter 1.
At ang istorya pong ito ay mula sa ating Panginoong Jesus. At ang idea or ang pagkakatulad ay gayon din po sa binasa natin sa Hebrews 1.
And so before the Lord Jesus, God sent many different people, many witnesses to declare his righteousness and that man is not right to meet God.
Katulad din po ng nangyari sa ating Panginoong Jesus, bago po siya dumating, ay marami pong isinugo ang Diyos Ama upang iparating kanyang mensahe ng kaligtasan sabihin sa kanila na ang kanilang mga gawa ay hindi naaayon, ay mali sa kanyang harapan.
And so finally the day came. It was not an act of desperation, but it was an act of perfect planning of God's will. The Son came into the world.
At ang dumating na nga po ang panahon na kung saan itinalaga ang kanyang anak, hindi nga po ito inaasahang mangyayari ng mga tao, ngunit alam po ng Diyos ang kanyang ginagawa, ang panahon na kung saan itinalaga niya ang kanyang buktong na anak upang maging tao sa mundo.
And usually when a son is sent, it is very significant.
At kung ating pong iisipin, kung ang ipinadala ay ang anak, ay maaaring ito yung isang may mahalagang mensahe.
I remember probably 25 years ago, our company was owned by an older gentleman.
Nung mga nakaraang 25 years ago ay ang kumpanya po nila Teacher Darrell ay ang nagmamay-ari nito po ay isang matandang tao.
And maybe it's 30 years ago, time flies. But the day came when his son, who was a few years older than I was, he took a tour through work.
At nung dumating po na pagkakataon na isang araw ay ang kanyang anak ay namasyal sa kung saan nagtatrabaho po si Teacher Darrell.
And so I sort of remember thinking, this is significant. This is the Son coming. He is the one who will be representing the Father.
At na isip na alala po niya na, oh, ito ang anak. Anak ng may-ari ng aking pinagtatrabahuhan. At maaaring ito'y magiging kapalit niya balang araw. Ito'y magiging mahalaga para sa kanyang kumpanya.
And so we have just come through the season when many people think about the birth of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus came into the earth exactly when the Father sent him.
At nakaraan nga po ay tayo po'y nagsilibra ng pagkapanak ng ating Panginoong Jesus. At ito po yung panahon na kung saan ang Panginoong Jesus po ay nagkatawang tao at namuhay sa mundong ito sa mundong ito upang iligtas ang lahat.
God has a program. God has a timeline, and it happens exactly as He has it planned out.
At ang Diyos po ay meron pong meron pong programa. At meron po nga po siyang hawak niya po ang oras. At ang kanyang lahat ng mga plano ay kanya pong iniaalay o iniukol sa kung saan nais niya.
And so the writer here says, the one who made the world, which the Lord Jesus did, we can see that from Hebrews 1, we can get it from Colossians 1, the one who made the world came into the world.
Sinasabi po doon sa binasa po natin na kung saan ang Diyos na gumawa ng mundo ay ang Panginoong Hesus na nasasabi nga po dito ay siya rin po ang nagkatawang tao para sa nagkatawang tao at dumating para sa mundo.
And then we are told a little bit about the Lord Jesus as we come to verse 3.
At nung na binasa po natin ng verse 3 ay inihantulad o idinescribe o ipinaliwanag po ang kanyang pagdating.
So the first two expressions, it says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. What does that tell us?
At nung verse 3 po, sa unang mga pahayag niya, palibhas ay siya'y sinag ng kaluwalhatian at tunay na larawan ng kanyang pagka-Diyos. Ano po ba ang ibig sabihin nito?
And maybe I'll help explain it this way. When my father was living, I have a very strong resemblance to what my father looked like.
Maaaring isipin na lang natin na ganito. Nung nabubuhay po ang tatay ni Teacher Darrell, ay makikita niyo po na kamukhang-kamukha niya ang kanyang ama.
I remember about a decade ago, I was in Singapore and I used to travel by taxi.
At ang nakaraang 10 taon ay si Teacher Darrell po ay nagpunta ng Singapore at usually ang ginagamit niya, wala siyang sasakyan kaya gumagamit po siya ng mga taxi, yung mga paupahan na sasakyan o binabayaran.
And one of the things that used to catch me by surprise is when I would look in the mirror in the car, I could see my father sitting in the back seat, except it wasn't my father, it was me.
So, siya po ay nagugulat dahil nung titignan niya po ang kanyang mukha sa salamin, ay akala niya ay nandoon ang kanyang ama, ngunit ang tinitignan niya lamang po ay ang kanyang sarili.
But that's not exactly what is being brought out here. That's not what the writer is saying.
Ngunit hindi nga po ito ang sinasabi ng may akda ng librong ito.
I resembled my father, but I was not exactly like him.
Maaaring ang ama po, ang si Teacher Darrell po ay kamukhang kamukha niya ang kanyang ama, ngunit hindi nga po eksakto na siya'y parehas ng kanyang ama.
When the Lord Jesus came into this earth, he was not merely just a representative of God.
Nung dumating po ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo sa mundong ito, hindi lamang po siya representante ng ating Panginoon, ng ating Diyos Ama.
And who God is, that is who the Lord Jesus is.
At kung sino nga po ang nakikita natin sa ating Panginoong Hesus, ay siya rin din po ang kanyang Ama na nasa langit.
And even now, when we look at Scripture, when we look at the Bible, and we look at the Lord Jesus, we are getting an exact picture of who the Father is.
At kung titingnan nga po natin, babasahin natin ang Biblia, ay makikita po natin na ang ating Diyos Ama ay gayon din po ang inirepresenta o bilang pagkatao ng ating Panginoong Hesus.
Now the Lord Jesus did not come in power and majesty and sorry for this word, regal glory in the majesty of a throne.
At ang Panginoong Hesus Kristo po ay dumating na hindi nakaupo sa karihan o nakikita natin ang kanyang kaluwalhatian, hindi po siya dumating ng ganong paraan.
And really all the glory and majesty of his person was veiled, it was hidden, but he was exactly who God is.
At maaaring po ang kanyang kaluwalhatian, ang kanyang karangalan, ang kanyang pagka-Diyos po ay nakatago. Ngunit kung ating pong titignan, ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo ay eksaktong representante ng Diyos Ama.
Yes, and I made a mistake. I said he was who God is. The Lord Jesus is who God is, even now.
Okay. Nagkamali po sa ate sila. Nagkamali po kami ng salita. Ang sinasabi po natin na siya po ay Diyos noon. Hindi po. Siya po ay Diyos noon, ngayon, at magpawalang hanggan.
One of the disciples said to the Lord Jesus one time, "Show us who the Father is, and we'll be satisfied with that."
At nung may isa pong disipulo ang ating Panginoong Kristo, at sinabi po niya, "Ipakita mo kung sino ang Diyos Ama, at maaari namin itong what's the word? Last word?
Satisfied.
At kami po ay magkakaroon ng satisfied. I don't know the word. Sorry.
Happy.
Happy. Magkaroon ng kaligayahan na makita siya.
The Lord Jesus' answer was simple, but it was powerful. He said, "If you have seen me, you have seen the Father."
At nung sumagot po ang ating Panginoong Hesus, sinabi po niya, "Kung sino ang nakikita nyo, ay nakikita rin ninyo ang Ama."
And so I cannot completely explain how the Lord Jesus is like the Father, but this is what the verse says, that all that the Father is, His glory, that is who the Lord Jesus is.
Tingnan po namin maaaring masabi kung ano nga talaga ang itsura niya, kung ano nga talaga ang pagkatao niya. Ngunit sa ating mga nababasa, kung ano niyo po ang nababasa ninyo sa Biblia tungkol sa ating Panginoong Hesus, ay ganun siya, ay siya yun.
And so not only does it tell us about His person, but it tells us about His power.
Di nga lang po namin, hindi na nga lang po sinasabi ng Biblia ang kanyang pagkatao, ngunit sinasabi din po ang kanyang kapangyarihan.
It says that he holds all things. All things are in the control of His hands.
At sinasabi nga po doon na umalalay ng lahat ng mga bagay sa pamamagitan ng salita ng kanyang kapangyarihan. Siya po ang may-ari, siya po ang siya po ang humahawak ng lahat ng meron sa mundong ito.
And it's amazing to think, even when he was a baby in Bethlehem, what does it say? He was upholding all things by the word of his power.
Maaari po tayong magkakaroon ng kamangha-manghang pagtanaw or paningin sa ating Panginoong Hesus, dahil sinasabi po doon, maging nung siya ay bata, ay inalalay, umalalay na po siya ng lahat ng mga bagay sa mundo.
But not only does the person tell us about God writing his, sending his messages, sending his son, the power of the son, but then he gives us the reason the son came into the world.
Hindi lamang po pinapaliwanag, pinapaliwanag ng may akta ng librong ito ang kapangyarihan ng ating Panginoong Hesus o ng bisyong na anak, ngunit ang kanyang ginawa nung siya ay narito sa sanlibutan.
And in 8 words, at least in the English Bible, in 8 words it describes what the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished at Calvary's cross, when he had by himself purged our sins.
At sinasabi po doon sa Biblia, sa mga ibang bahagi ng Biblia, na mayroon pong 8 salita na sinasabi po doon. Where is that? Nung siya po ay ipitinakda upang mamatay sa krus, nung siya po ay sinaktan o ipinako upang mamatay para sa sanlibutan at para sa ating kasalanan.
And in all the wonderful things that we have described about the Lord Jesus, this is the greatest. He was the one who made provision for sin.
Sa lahat po ng mga sinasabi natin tungkol sa kanyang kapangyarihan, tungkol sa kanyang pagmamahal, tungkol sa kanyang pagdating sa mundo, ang napaka-importante po ay nung siya po ay kapalit ng ating mga kasalanan. Naging kapalit ng ating kasalanan.
In our Bible study on Thursday night, we were looking at 1 John 4 and verse 14. And I'll give Teresa time to... I wasn't planning on going there, but it just popped into my head. And I'm just thinking of these few words. 1 John 4 and 14 says, "The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world."
Okay, at makikita nga po natin sa Bible study po sa Gospel Hall dito sa Oleri, ay na binabasa po namin ang 1 John 4 and 14. At sinasabi po dito, "At nakita natin na sinaksihan na sinugo ng Ama ang anak upang maging tagapagligtas ng sanlibutan."
And so when we look at this verse, he was carrying out the purposes of the Father. When the Lord Jesus died on Calvary's cross, he was giving his life as a ransom, as a payment for sin.
Kung titignan po natin ang dahilan upang ipinadala ang kanyang bugtong na anak, ay tinakda siya po upang bayaran ang kasalanan ng sanlibutan at sa mamatay para sa atin.
I don't know if you can see my hands. They're pretty clean, but sometimes I come in from the shop and they are very dirty and they need to be cleaned. They need to be carefully, the word here is purged. The defilement needs to be washed away.
Kung titingnan nga po natin ang kamay ni Teacher Darrell, ay ngayon ay malinis. Ngunit may mga panahon po na ang kanyang kamay ay hindi madumi po. So, kailangan pong linisan. Gayun din po ang ginawa ng ating Panginoong Hesus. Siya po ay dumating upang linisin ang kasalanan ng mundo, ng sanlibutan.
When it comes to your sin and mine, there is only one thing that can take away our sin.
At pagdating po sa ating kasalanan at sa iyong kasalanan, ay mayroon nga pong isang paraan lamang na maaaring maglinis o maglinis ng ating kasalanan.
And that is the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, His life for ours.
Ang pagkamatay lamang po ng ating Panginoong Hesus Kristo ay magiging kabayaran o magiging kabayaran ng ating kasalanan na ginawa na po natin na meron tayo sa mundong ito.
And so this verse tells us about the wonderful work of the Lord Jesus Christ that He died on the cross for your sin and mine.
So, ang verse na po natin binasa ay sinasabi po ang napakamahalaga at napakamagandang ginawa ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo. Siya po ay namatay para sa aking kasalanan at sa kasalanan ng sanglibutan.
Oftentimes we end our gospel messages with that, with the death of the Lord Jesus, but that's not where the writer stops. There is more.
Madalas po namin na nawinawakasan ang mensahe ng pagkamatay ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo, ngunit hindi lamang po yan po ang sinabi ng tagasulat o nagsulat ng ating binasa sa Hebreo.
And not only does the writer remind us of the death of the Lord Jesus, but here we are reminded of His resurrection.
Hindi nga lang po sinabi ang kanyang pagkamatay, ngunit ipinaalala din ng manunulat ang kanyang muling pagkabuhay.
And maybe you think, well, we never read about His resurrection. How did you get that out of this?
Maaari isipin natin, oh, nabasa namin na yan, ang kanyang muling pagkabuhay.
Well, the last part of verse 3 says that He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty and High.
At nung siya po ay sinulat ng manunulat, ay sinabi po doon sa kanya, sa verse 3 na siya ay lumuklok sa kanan ng karangalan ng kaitaasan.
And so today the Lord Jesus, He is alive. He rose again from the dead. He went back to heaven, and He is on the right hand of the Majesty on High. He is on the right hand of the Father.
So ngayon po sa araw na Panginoon, ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo ay muling nabuhay at siya po ay nakaupo sa kanan ng ating Diyos Ama, ng Diyos Ama, ng makapangyarihang Diyos Ama.
We're not going to read it, but if you were to take up my challenge and read the book of Hebrews, when before you get to the end, you will understand that the Lord Jesus is coming back again. He is not done yet. His work is finished, but He is not done.
Kung atin pong babasahin ang libro o ang chapter ng Hebrews, ay masasabi po doon na kung babasahin niyo po, magkakaroon po kayo ng interest na basahin ito, ay makikita ninyo na hindi nga po siya patapos. Siya po ay babalik muli sa mundong ito.
So, just to summarize, God has spoken many different ways in time in the past.
So, sabihin na po namin sa buo, ang Panginoong Hesus po ay nagsalita ng maraming na ibang-ibang paraan at iba't ibang panahon.
But when the time came, God sent His only Son, the Lord Jesus.
So, nung may panahon po ay tinakda niya po na dumating ang ating Panginoong Kristo sa mundong ito.
And the Lord Jesus died on Calvary's cross. He paid the penalty. He paid the ransom. He did what was necessary for your sins and my sins to be forgiven.
At dumating mga po ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Siya po ay binayaran niya ang lahat at inako niya ang lahat. At siya po ay inako niya lahat po ng iyong kasalanan at ng aming kasalanan sa krus ng Kalbaryo.
And so today, He is back in heaven again. He is at the right hand of the Father, and He will come again for those who are believers.
At ngayon po, siya po ay naluklok sa kanan ng Diyos Ama, at siya po ay muling bababalik sa mga nagsisampalataya o nagkaroon ng kaligtasan mula sa Kanya.
But we are also reminded that He will come and again come to the earth and reign in righteousness. But that is a subject for another day.
At siya din po ay babalik sa mundong ito at muling maghahari sa mundong ito. Ngunit ito po ay pag-aaralan po natin sa mga susunod na araw.
And so the time is going and so is my voice. So we're going to pray. Our Father, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee that He has given His life as a ransom for sin. We love these words of Hebrews chapter 1, and we can never explain the glory and all the detail that is in them, but we thank Thee that the Lord Jesus came into this earth to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. And so we pray that Thou would bless each that has joined us here today. Pray that the word of God would go forth and that individuals would understand why the Lord Jesus Christ has come. So commit ourselves to Thy care now today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.